fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of September. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. A 5-year supply would be good. Gentlemen, you'll be a hero if you do this. Ladies, I know it's something that gets overlooked, but it would become very important very quickly. So stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. Give me an inventory. Be great barter items, by the way. Well, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And, Dan, you've got some more comments here, don't you?
Yeah, just a few here. Something I thought you might be a little bit interested in. As you know, I go to the local university library to get on the Internet. And I've never been in the women's restroom. That's really not the thing to do. But in the men's restroom, they have installed a handheld sprayer next to the toilet.
Okay.
It's like a heavy-duty version of the sprayers that come on kitchen sinks.
Okay.
And I saw it.
And what restroom is this?
The men's restroom at the university library bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, that's for the Muslims, is what that's
I
for.
I think it is.
Well, it is.
But
they kind of played
a dirty trick on them, I guess, or maybe somebody's just stupid.
They don't use toilet paper. Muhammad didn't use toilet paper, so they don't use toilet paper, and they also don't use soap, by the way.
Yep, that's what I hear. So that kind of clicked, everything I've been hearing, that's probably why they did it. I wonder how many boardroom meetings it took to get that passed.
Here's another heads up, and I know you're on that campus frequently.
I am.
But I've interviewed one young man. I think he's probably still there. He said that when there's a Muslim student in the classroom, all the other non-Muslim students sit as far away from that person as they can, so because of the body odor. Since they don't use soap, the body odor is pretty repulsive, And they sit as far away from the Muslim student as they can, avoiding that body odor, which is very distracting.
A friend of mine had a pretty high up position there as an employee, and he claimed the same thing, because he would hire students occasionally to help with his department, and he said they just didn't get along good because of that. It didn't work well. But here's the point that I thought was really comical. You know, I used to do plumbing in this local area. I've installed about everything that there is to install in a house. And I picked it up and looked at it. It was a really quality piece of equipment. And then I pointed it at the toilet stool, and the switch that turns it on, it's either on or off. You can't meter the pressure. And it was strong enough that it shot back in my hand. I mean, to turn this on sensitive body parts would be painful. So I can't imagine. Maybe they did it that way, like, you wanted one, here it is. I don't know who in their right mind would have installed it with that much water pressure. So I thought that was almost comical.
It is. Well, the cultures are not compatible.
Doesn't look like it to me.
You can't bring people from the 9th century into 21st century America with their beliefs, their values, the things that they think are right and proper, and have them integrate. They have no desire to use toilet paper and won't. They have no desire to use soap and they won't. They do desire to have sex with their recently departed wives, by the way. They call it farewell sex. They do desire, and they are doing it in the hundreds of mutilating their little girls. It's called female genital mutilation. They do think it's right and proper to have two or three or four or five wives. They also think it's right and proper, and they've been doing it since the 9th century, to marry their first cousins. Now, when you marry the first time you do that, one generation, you get a dramatic enhanced increase of birth defects, low IQ, so forth. You've been doing that for 1,000 years. Your DNA is forever broken, which is why people like the King Hussein in Jordan made sure he married a healthy Western woman, because he wanted to have healthy children, had the best. He's King Hussein is a direct lineage descendant of Muhammad, by the way. And they want to bring fresh blood into the bloodline. But the birth defects, mental illness, and low IQ because of intermarriage, is inbreeding, is horrendous throughout the Middle East. All the Muslim countries have it to a far, far higher level than any Western country. Pakistan is the worst, by the way. But they range from 50% to 75%. I don't have the numbers in front of me in all these Muslim countries. So, Dan, you've been a school teacher. You taught high school shop. You probably had,
yes, sir.
You probably had some students who had maybe a 75 IQ here and there. Now, the chance of a person with 75 IQ having a life in our society, there are things they can do and be productive.
Yeah, they call it the sheltered workshop.
Sheltered workshop. That's the level at which they can work and have
right.
some level of productivity. But in a modern society, what else could they do? And I'll say you're a 19-year-old living in Germany, and you got a 75 IQ. You're surrounded by beautiful buildings, beautiful highways, Mercedes automobiles, and all kinds of employment that you figure out pretty quickly you will never, ever get because you don't have the mental capacity. you're going to probably be pretty angry, because if you were back in your home country or your parents' home country, you could probably be a successful goat herder, or maybe help run a vegetable farm, raising vegetables or olive trees, maybe working as a mechanic, being directed by somebody who knows what they're doing to turn bolts. You would not be able to analyze or diagnose, but you could do what you're told to do. But here you are in Germany, and you're surrounded by all these wonderful things, wonderful opportunities that you will never, ever be able to participate in because you don't have the IQ. You're going to be an angry young man, aren't you, sir?
I wouldn't think you'd feel fulfilled.
No.
If that's, and I'm sure even at an IQ level like you're talking about, you still have a sense of worth, you know, what gets you up in the morning, some drive. You would think there'd be some there, but yeah, with that kind of an IQ.
This is the third rail of all this, because the Muslims in the United States are suffering from the same problem of marrying their first cousins for more than 1,000 years. Their opportunity to do anything of any consequence in the United States of America in 2018 in terms of gainful employment are almost non-existent. Almost non-existent. And it's a sad fact of life, but it is a fact of life. And they continue to do this. They continue to marry their first cousins because Muhammad said it was just dandy and they should do so. We have the most respected Muslim university on the planet, which is the oldest one in Cairo, saying that cannibalism is okay. That is a right and proper thing to do for Muslims is to consume the flesh of their deceased victims. The incompatibility of Islam with Western civilization is total and complete and uncompromising. The incompatibility of Islam and Western society cannot be fixed. If they want to stay over there, and there's 57 Muslim-dominant countries, why do they come to a non-Muslim-dominant country and want to change us? There was a letter written by a mayor in Canada, basically chewing out the Muslims for wanting us to change. This all came up over the Muslims demanding pork be removed from school lunch menus. And he was basically saying, no way, Jose, this is not going to happen. Now, can you imagine, Dan, if some of us Christians went to Saudi Arabia and demanded that pork be added to the school lunch menus there? How well would that be received?
I don't think they'd even get their foot in the door, so to speak.
No, of course not. Obviously not. But they're demanding that we change to meet them. That's not the way it works. When you go to Rome, you behave like the Romans. You don't demand the Romans change to behave the way your home country is. Doesn't fly. That does not fly. So, yes. This needs to, you know, this will not have a good end. The Muslims concentrate themselves in a relatively small urban area, typically, so they can become the dominant force. And maybe get somebody elected to city council like they've done in Dearborn, or actually take over Dearborn because there's been such an influx of them there. Tiny geographical areas, relatively small numbers, but they're going to run up against red-blooded Americans here pretty quickly and find out that they're not welcome. They can't stay. They need to go back to wherever they came from, those literally godforsaken parts of the world where there's hardly any water, very harsh weather conditions, and if they want to have sex with their deceased wives, not use water, not use toilet paper, not use soap, and all the other bizarre, freakish, barbaric behaviors that these people have, let them go there and have those, and we'll just leave them alone. And they can do what they've done for more than 1,000 years. We need to stop buying their oil. We don't need their oil. The U.S. is a oil exporting nation. We don't need Middle East oil. They can keep their oil. In fact, we never needed. That was all a fantasy to begin with. But let them keep their oil. And if they want to sell it to somebody else, let them sell it. We don't need it. It's a sad situation. My heart goes out to these people trapped in this bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion, which is not a religion. It's actually a complete, comprehensive, dictatorial way of living. They dictate every aspect of your life, from your sanitary, hygienic habits, to the food you eat, to the way you conduct business, to who you can and cannot marry, to the issue of slavery. There's still slaves in Saudi Arabia, by the way, and there's open slave markets in Libya since we overthrew Muammar Gaddafi. It's kind of ironic. Every country we go into to overthrow the dictator, we end up with either complete chaos and anarchy or a dictator worse than what was there before. Don't we, Dan?
Yes, sir. Hey, John, on this exact same topic, you remember our friend Randall Terry?
Yes, sir. How is Randall doing?
Well, he's doing pretty good. He's got a problem right now. He just sent me a letter, and he is coming out with a compilation, I guess would be the way to say it. You know, that first set of movies that he came out with was 5 or 6 hours. What would Muhammad do? And it was interesting, but man, it was a lot to take in. And he was right on, as far as I can see, 100% with everything he was bringing up. Well, he's compiled that into a single DVD now, entitled Muhammad in His Own Words, and it's ready to come out. And the family's got some really critical safety needs as far as this movie coming out and the threats that have been coming through to him. He's had to get a security system for his house, and the experts have estimated it's going to cost right at $6,000 to do it properly.
That's really not much for a good level security system.
Right. It's not overrated. It's just he just doesn't happen to have it. He says here, I'd like to tell you about all the security plan, but I can't, because if a Muslim enemy is on the mailing list, which there likely is, I don't want to tip our hand. So if anybody out there is interested in learning more, I mean, you've really hit the high points, no argument, about the Muslims and why they're like they are. This single DVD would be the way to approach your church pastors, the elders, any organization that the Muslims might have an effect on. If you're trying to figure out why in the world they're like this, and you've touched on it, no argument, but sometimes, you know, well, they say a prophet in his own hometown isn't known.
Right.
So sit them down, show them this DVD. Go to randallterry.com, and you can figure out how to get this DVD. He's taking donations, and he's not charging that. Well, it's pretty much the donation you give, he's going to make sure you get a copy. So if you're down to $10, I would imagine it would happen. He's not desperate. He just needs some help. So the first one was amazing. You probably saw the first one, didn't you, John? Some of it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's a real jaw dropper. So you know, for a while, Randall was on this free-to-air television that I've got from Rick's Satellite, and then he had to drop off of that. I'm sure that was costing him something to be on there. But he's a great guy, he seems to me like. I've talked to him on the phone a number of times, and he's as 100% USA as they come.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homo homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of September. Well, hopefully tomorrow we'll have a new version of Dixie with vocals in there. I think it'll be a really nice version of Dixie. Dan, let's conclude your comments here, and also give me a call when the show's over, if you would, please.
Sounds good. The last thing I'd like, well, two things. If I could get a hold of Randall, would that be appropriate for him to call in and plug his thing and people could maybe hear it from the horse's mouth?
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah.
All right, as soon as we hang up, I'll see if I can find him. And the last thing I'd like to ask, what would your opinion be about travel around our fine country during this 9/11 anniversary?
I think people should always have situational awareness. I know I prefer not to travel commercial airlines anymore for a lot of reasons. Paying that much money to be treated the way they get treated. I've been in dozens of city jails, state prisons, federal prisons all over the Midwest, and I get treated better going in those prisons, to interview my clients than I do going into a commercial airline. It's just, it's not necessary to treat people that way. I prefer motor vehicle travel where I can have all the things I want for preparedness with me without dealing with their make-believe, fabricated false security that they have on these airlines. So that's what I go ahead and travel, but be cautious. That's all I can say.
Well, we weren't going to go airplane, but we were going to go see that Noah's Ark thing over in Kentucky.
Well, that'd be a nice little trip.
It would. It's not too far. And nope. Everybody that I've talked to say it's well worth the effort.
I'm sure it is. I'd like to see it myself sometime.
All right, John.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Stanley. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the call number is 800-313-9443, and we've got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in New Jersey. Excuse me, Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul. Oh, we dropped Paul. Okay. Well, that's okay. Open lines here at 800-313-9443. We as a nation, as a people, as a culture, we will be dealing with Muslims here in this country for decades into the future. It will not have a good end. I can't say what the end's going to be, but it will not have a good end. The end game of the Muslims is to have Americans become Muslims or die. That's their end game. They really do believe this, by the way. They believe the fantasy of Islam that it's something we need to talk about more. If you put into your search engine Muhammad billboard, let's see, Muhammad billboard, B-O-A-R-D, and do images. You want images, of course. And there it is, the perfect man. This is, as many of you know, my young military career in psychological warfare in Vietnam, this is great psyops. And it's got a black background, block, white letters, no fancy font to it. And nothing is said here about Muhammad. Nothing is said about Islam. They're simply six short statements, and it begins at the top. The headline says, in quotes, the perfect man. And then it says, married six-year-old. First bullet point. Second bullet point, slave owner and dealer. Third bullet point, rapist. Fourth bullet point, beheaded 600 Jews in one day. Bullet point number five, 13 wives, 11 at one time. And last but not least, the final bullet point, tortured and killed unbelievers. So that's the billboard. And as I said, it says nothing about Muhammad. It says nothing about Islam. So why are the Muslims so upset? Why are they outraged? Why do they want this billboard to come down? It says nothing about Muhammad and nothing about Islam. And they attacked they attacked it as being racist. They attacked it as being anti-Islam and so forth. Why? Well, because it's truthful. The six short statements on that billboard are, in fact, backed up by historical accuracy. How about that? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It's amazing how these conversations drift off into different areas. And along the lines of Islam, we have a funny BBC video. It's only a couple of minutes. Real Housewives of ISIS. There's an article here I wrote. I think this is something I wrote. No, I didn't write this one. But allowing Muslims into the USA is national suicide. I think it's well done. A lot of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 links that will help you understand the true nature of Islam. That would be good. So we got some, and there's a image here of a Muslim holding up a sign that says, "Behead those who say Islam is violent." You can't make this up. I mean, you really can't. Behead those who say Islam is violent. You know, if you have a contest to have artists create an image of Muhammad, you will be threatened with death. That's all you need to do. Announce publicly you're going to have a contest to have artists draw an image of Muhammad, and you will be threatened with death. The religion of peace. How about that? Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. The Labor Day sale has been extended until midnight tonight. So if you want to get an energy cleaner, $25 off retail, a mattress pad, 10% off retail, you have until midnight tonight, and that will be the end of it. At midnight tonight, the price goes back to full retail, which is actually a bargain considering what you're getting there. $285 for energy cleaners. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you want. We've got twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, 10% off the mattress pads. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, because you want help with rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, you pay full retail. I manually make the refund, the difference for the sale price, after I get that order from my automated system. If you're sending a check or a money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight, and just put the correct dollar amount there. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got open lines, taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. The deep state, the communists, the Democrats, they are desperate. They are absolutely desperate. Thank goodness for the system we've got to elect our presidents. It's meant to prevent us from becoming a democracy, among other things. Electoral College was a very wise procedure put in place by the founding fathers. Look who's against it. The Democrats, the communists, the socialists, they are definitely against the Electoral College because they know that that's why Hillary Clinton is not president now. Thank goodness. Where would we be now? More than a year and a half into a Hillary Clinton presidency. We would have new gun laws. We would have severe charges of all kinds of ammunition, severe charges of high-capacity magazines. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of national law to outlaw the sale of common firearms. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Our economy? Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be where it is now. The lowest unemployment rate for African-Americans in ever. The lowest unemployment rate for people in general in half a century. New manufacturing coming about. Now, I have friends that were, we had a referendum in Missouri here to have or not have right to work, which is a, in Missouri, if a union is in a company, they can mandate that you pay union dues. That's all this was about, was making it a requirement that you pay union dues if you're an employee of certain companies that are unionized, whether you want to be part of the union or not. That's all that was about. And I have friends that supported that, and they're living in the past. The people who support it are living in the past, thinking that this, you think you're going to get new car factories in the state of Missouri? No, that's not going to happen. We have existing car factories, but there's not going to be any new ones. That's not going to happen. The car factories are going to where there's no right to work, or where there is right to work, excuse me, where they can have a factory and not have unions. That's where the car factories are going in, and they've got waiting lists for people to get those good, high-paying jobs, excellent jobs for men and women who don't have any education past high school. Excellent careers for men and women who don't have any education past high school. Good-paying factory jobs. They're not coming to Missouri. No, that's not going to happen. That's a fantasy. But that's the way it is. No, the United States is not a democracy. It grates on me to hear all these men and women in positions of power and authority, both elected officials and people in the media, referring to our country as a democracy over and over again ad nauseum. If you read the Constitution of the United States, you will not find the word democracy in there. If you read the Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist and Federalist Papers, you will rarely find democracy written about in a positive light as something that's good and desirable, because democracy is not good and not desirable. Democracies have an expiration date, and it varies. Typically, about 200 years is the maximum for a democracy to exist, because the following: at some point in a democracy, the voters figure out how to vote themselves money from the public treasury. That began in this country under Franklin Roosevelt. People figured out how to get money out of the public treasury for themselves. And the politicians who support that figure out that if they support that, they will get more votes. That's the way this works. Once that happens, the days of a democracy are limited. Now, unfortunately, although we're not legally a democracy, we are a republic, we are spinning ourselves into oblivion. The real teeth of the Constitution is Article 1, Section 8, the money spending authority. Article 1, Section 8. There was a Missouri congressman who later became a senator that I was on a first-name basis with at one time. He has become my political enemy forever because of my calling him out at an NRA, a Friends of NRA banquet. I called him out there publicly with the knowledge and advice and consent of the leadership of that event. He said the following. He says, "John, if the Constitution doesn't say we can't do it, then we can." That's a misreading, a mischaracterization of the U.S. Constitution, especially Article 1, Section 8. It can't possibly tell you all the things you can't do. Of course it can't. What the Constitution does, what Article 1, Section 8 does, is tell you what you can do, what you can spend money on. I was sitting across the table having lunch with the second-in-command at St. Louis FBI office, and I said, "You know, there's no constitutional authority for U.S. Congress to spend money on your agency. It's simply not there. You can have bake sales. You can have car washes. There's no authority for money to come from the U.S. Constitution for the FBI. It's simply not there." He didn't like to hear that, but there was no counter-argument. There was no counter-argument, other than to say the FBI does great work, we really need it, and so forth, which is true. I support most things the FBI does. But without money, they wouldn't be able to do anything. And there's no money spending authority in the U.S. Constitution for a national police force, which is what the FBI is. It's simply not there. Now, the Democrats, the Socialists, the Communists, they hate the U.S. Constitution. They absolutely hate it. And they want it done away with. If we have a constitutional convention, it's all over. The constitutional convention will be the end of this country as we know it. And I'm dead set against a constitutional convention. They say it would be limited. Well, once they have the authority to start, it would be a runaway, just like Mr. Mueller and his investigation. It's kind of funny. It's kind of ironic. The TV show Designated Survivor dealt with that in one or two of their episodes, where they discussed the possibility of having a special counsel appointed, and the fictitious character pretending to be President of the United States received advice from his fictitious advisors not to do that because it would become a runaway special prosecutor. So that was a mistake. This whole thing's been a mistake from the beginning. I was hoping it would be concluded before the midterm elections. Maybe it will. I'm not optimistic at this point, seeing as how they're only about 8 weeks away, that the Mueller investigation will be brought to a disastrous conclusion. That's what needs to happen. Now, I've been an investigator since 1973, and involved in similar projects going back to 1967, more than half a century ago. I know what I could do if I had the full resources of the Department of Justice and the FBI behind me with the power of subpoena. If there was any Russian collusion, I would have interviewed the witnesses, subpoenaed the documents, and I would know long before now, more than a year and a half later, I would know if there was any substance to that or not. And it doesn't exist. No more than 90 days at the outside. 6 months would be an incredibly long time for the full resources of the FBI and the Department of Justice to find out if there was any veracity to the allegations that the Donald Trump campaign was in a conspiracy with the Vladimir Putin regime and the Russian government to change the outcome of this election. That didn't happen. If it had, it would have been revealed in the form of indictments long before now. It didn't happen. It's a fantasy. So here we are, September 2018. Donald Trump's been president since January 2017. We're close to wrapping up the second year of his presidency. Very close, a few months away. And look what this man's done in this really short period of time. Really, seriously. He's bringing an end to the deep state. He's bringing an end to the bad economic policy, the bad foreign policy that's been at work for decades, going back to at least the first George Bush and probably much of Ronald Reagan's presidency. And even before that, you can go back to Jimmy Carter. You can go back to Richard Nixon. You can go back to Lyndon Johnson. Seriously. A lot of bad policies put in place for many, many decades, for more than half a century. Wrong policies put in place for the wrong reasons. The economic engine of this country is warmed up, and it's just now getting going, really. Manufacturing is the key to it, to having this economy explode with what it can really do. We're just at the beginning of it. Another 6 years of Donald Trump and his policies, this country will be changed in ways that the communists and the socialists and the Democrats and the Muslims may as well pack their bags and go somewhere else. But it's not going to fly here. People are not going to embrace and elect communists and socialists and Democrats seeing what's happening. What appeal do they have? What appeal do they have? They're going to ask for higher taxes. All the Democrats all voted against the tax breaks, by the way, which is what's fueled all this. They don't understand it. Or if they do, they don't care. They want to destroy this country, which I think is more likely. Among our enemies, the socialists, the Democrats, the communists, are many very bright men and women who do understand economics and do understand exactly what they're doing. That the policies of Obama and the Bushes were very destructive to our economy and our society by design, with intent. That's what they were. That's what they are. And Donald Trump, God bless Donald Trump, is all I can say. No, he's not a perfect man. He's got his faults. Of course he does. He's a man. He's a human being with all the frailties and faults and defects that any man has. But that's a big so what, in my opinion. That what matters is his policies, the consequences of his policies, Who would have thought 2 years ago that Kim Jong-un would be entering into negotiation with the United States? Now, Kim Jong-un went to schools in Europe. He understands Western society. He understands what wealth is, where wealth comes from. And I think he would probably rather see beachfront resorts and golf courses in North Korea than the desperately poor poverty that's there right now, except for the major cities, of course, which are bright and shiny and look wonderful for tourists. Once you get away from the major cities, it's dirt poor poverty. No access to the internet, not much of anything. So Donald Trump is doing a great job. I support Donald Trump. And I hope that most of you do. I'm sure the majority of my listeners do support Donald Trump. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
In Dixie's land where Al was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, this is Mary Will.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a new version of Dixie. I just couldn't resist. We had to play it today. It'll be a regular feature here to play that version of Dixie. Part of our heritage. If you think the Civil War was about slavery, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. It was about money. It was about sovereignty. It was about the southern states figuring out that they were paying taxes and getting almost nothing back in return. Money was all going north and nothing coming back. It was not a civil war. It was one country invading and attacking another. Confederate States of America was a freestanding sovereign state invaded by another country, the United States of America. Remember this, Missouri, Kentucky, Delaware, and Maryland. Missouri, Kentucky, Delaware, and Maryland. Never left the United States. They were never part of the Confederate States of America. And slavery was the law of the land all during 1861, 1862, 63, 64, and 65, where men, women, boys, and girls were bought and sold like loaves of bread, all during the alleged Civil War. Clearly, obviously, if the Civil War was about slavery, why in the world would the United States government and Abraham Lincoln allow men, women, boys, and girls to be bought and sold, owned like loaves of bread during the Civil War? Wouldn't he have freed the slaves in the United States first? He didn't even do that. The slaves in the United States of America were not freed during the Civil War. They were not even freed by the Emancipation Proclamation, which was a piece of psychological warfare, by the way. Didn't free anybody anywhere. So clearly, obviously, the Civil War was not about slavery, because the United States of America did not free the slaves inside the United States when they went to war with another country, the Confederate States of America. No, that's a fantasy. You need to educate yourself. That's why I play this music, and I will continue to play this music, because we're still suffering the aftermath. You may not be aware of it. I am. Of the consequences of that war, the legislation that came out of it, and the dramatic, unhealthy ways in which this country changed following the Civil War. So, that's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. There's a great book titled The South Was Right by the Kennedy brothers. Nothing to do with our president. The South Was Right. If you want to really get some truth, read that book. Top of the hour coming up, the end of the show for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean, your essential oils now while you can, your farms and ambition. Never ever go through guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.